This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, 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 happy Saturday from your buddy down in Washington, D.C. That's where I am this week, and that's where you find me as we give out the Fox Across America game ball. This week, a first-time recipient. Doesn't really have a background in sports, but a hell of a background in country music. That is right, John Rich, one half of the country music duo Big and Rich, gets the game ball this week. Why? Because John Rich and his show The Pursuit, which is on Fox Nation, it's an exploration of he and his friends who have kind of made quite the success for themselves in life, sharing, you know, their travails, the trials and tribulations they went through on the way to the top. And the one commonality amongst all of them is they're telling the, you know, great American story. Hey, I pulled all this stuff off because I worked in America. I faced long odds. I wanted to quit all the time. I always figured I was finished, but I kept on going just because. I say this every day. No matter what business you're in, you know, number one, you're in the fun business first and foremost. Your job could be dog walker. Your job could be radio host. The bottom line is you need to be enjoying yourself, because if you die tomorrow, you're just going to wish you had more fun. You're not going to wish you got in another fight. You're not going to wish you worked a, you know, an extra night at the office. You're going to wish you went out and had a good time. So number one, it's the fun business. But number two, we're all professionally in the keep going business. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you want to do something great with your life, there's going to be all kinds of setbacks. You know, I heard Herschel Walker say this Thursday night at the Founders Day dinner. I was honoring him out in Pittsburgh this week, and he said, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And I think that's the resounding message, not only from that Herschel Walker speech I watched, but from the John Rich interview. It's that every one of these people that you see on TV making zillions of dollars or singing big country songs, or even if it's just a guy like me who's hosting a radio show, okay, we were left for dead by our industry, by our profession, by our dream a million times, but we just all decided to get off the mat and keep going. You know, it's kind of like, you know, in Rocky V, when Burgess Meredith comes to Rocky, when he's getting beat up by Tommy Gunn. And he's like, I didn't hear no bell. You know, get up, that whole thing. That's all of us at various times in our professional lives. And I love talking to a guy about the spectacular possibilities of life in this country, because that's all I'm trying to do is dish out perspective. That's the whole point of Fox Across America, is like, hey, if I can do it, you can definitely do it. And I do mean that, guys. It's not self-deprecating humor. I am a mess. But John Rich, not a mess. He's alive like never before because he just won his first game ball. Enjoy it. I'll see you back here on Monday.
Hey, brother. How you been?
I'm great because I haven't seen you in person recently. Can I tell you something really funny?
Sure.
I was talking to a mutual friend of ours in radio that will remain nameless till I see you, but it's someone you probably get a kick out of. But they were like, Nashville? Oh, man, don't let John Rich take you out. You'll be out for 72 hours minimum. Are you still going that hard?
No, that must have been a while back, man. Okay. I can tell you, once my two sons were born, that pretty much that got cut out real quick, because you can't be up at 5:30 in the morning taking kids to school if you're staying out all night. But I will say, back in the day, man, that was, you know, when you're running single and making rowdy country music, that was a regular occurrence. Yes.
I get it, though. But it, in that regard, I want to say this to people. Having a kid really is the best thing that can ever happen to a guy like you, or a guy like me, because I was in a similar position, you know, doing stand-up, driving a taxi, not quite on your level of notoriety. You know, the taxi drivers aren't as famous, I'm not going to lie. But having to live your life for another person really is the best thing for you in terms of productivity and focus, is it not?
Yeah, I think it is. And I also think that, you know, when you're young, you have big aspirations and you're focused on those things. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to get your hands on some of it anyway, mm-hmm. you kind of look up one day after working really, really, really hard for a long time and you go, well, I built a nice little hill, but I'm the only one standing on it.
Yeah.
I'm up here all by myself standing on this little hill that I built. And yeah, when you have a couple of kids that kind of look like you, they got your last name, and You're like, now I got somebody to leave it to and somebody to teach. It, without a doubt, man, I would say my kids probably extended my life by 20 years, if I'm being honest.
No, I know. I can speak to that as well as a dad. John Rich is on the line if you're just joining us. You know, it's a funny day in news today because Elon Musk is about to buy Twitter. And the nice thing is everybody on the left is being completely calm and rational about it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are not taking this well.
Good.
Say what you will about Elon Musk, but he's saying, I'm not going to suspend or cancel anybody, including my worst critics. That was a tweet he put out earlier today. Mm-hmm. And the left is out here screaming and hollering, going, he's going to uncancel a bunch of people. He's going to unsuspend a bunch of people. Well, of course he is. But guess what he's not going to do? He's not going to turn around and suspend or cancel you. Mm-hmm. So they don't really know how to take that. I don't see a lot of people on our side of the fence going, hey, let's turn off Bill Gates' account or let's turn off Fauci's account for lying to everybody about all this stuff. We don't say that. We just roll with it and we combat what they say with our own facts and our own opinions. That's the way it should be. And I'm hoping this goes through.
No, I'm with you 100%. I mean, that was the whole point of the First Amendment, is I don't agree with what you say, but I'd fight to the death for your right to say it. But not a lot of people feel that way, because what I think happened is I think they got lazy, because it was so easy for the Democrats to campaign and even to govern, because for the last 4 or 5 years, if something didn't reflect well on them, they could just label it as hate speech or Russian disinformation, and it went away. And now you've got a lot of people that have to, like, get back into fighting shape, because we haven't had debates in this country. Whenever they say, like, oh, America needs to have a conversation, the minute you introduce an idea they don't agree with, they're like, all right, well, this guy's got to get fired and thrown out of here. So I think it would be healthy. And this is what I wanted to ask you is, don't you think on some small scale, Democrats will actually come to appreciate this? It might seem like the end of the world to them now, but ultimately what we're going to learn is it's a lot healthier for all of us as a country and as humans to actually learn to discuss and disagree without wanting to cancel and ruin.
Well, it depends on what kind of Democrats you're talking about. If you're talking about just a regular old, you know, blue collar, run of the mill Democrat, that's one thing. But Democrat operatives, Jimmy, these guys, Twitter was the number one platform that banned the New York Post story on Hunter Biden's laptop a few days before the election. I mean, without a doubt, had they not banned that and suspended all the accounts that tried to push that story, it's already been told in facts that 16% of Democrat voters said they wouldn't have voted for him.
Yep. Now, so, Trump would be president. Yep.
Yeah. So, in effect, Twitter being, you know, the people running Twitter being able to ban people and censor stories and real news, they swung an election. Is that called election interference?
Yep.
Is that how we refer to that? I believe it is.
Yep. I think they are
scared to death of this, because they lose their bullhorn. They lose their ability to black people out, to shut people up. And if the real stories come out, they stand a much less chance of winning in the future, especially in 22, about to roll up on these midterms. I mean, you're taking a huge, huge weapon away from the left by Elon buying this.
No question at all. We're talking to John Rich. He is, of course, the host of The Pursuit on Fox Nation. And that's a really good point you make about the impact this could have going forward. And I think what's so funny, and this is like a real moment of comeuppance that we're all enjoying today, is when they did throw Donald Trump off of Twitter, when they did ban the Hunter Biden story in the run-up to the election, everybody who was liberal was like, well, they're a private company. They could do whatever the hell they want. Mm-hmm. Well, here's that private company doing whatever the hell it wants. And, man, I have enjoyed the meltdowns, is all I'm trying to say. And if someone's listening that wants to give away a Tesla because they're mad at Elon Musk, I'll take it. Like, I'm not an electric car guy, but I'd go drive it. It's fast, you know?
Well, that's a whole other level of irony, is that the left is screaming and fuming and frothing at the mouth over a guy who makes electric cars, which is the one thing they say we have to all start driving, and that's what will get gasoline to go down. I mean, give me a break.
You're going
to
die laughing.
It's not like Trump bought Twitter. This is one of their heroes buying Twitter. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you're going to die laughing, but I'm not even kidding. Like, 2 minutes ago, while you were calling into the show, I actually just tweeted that. I go, the funniest thing in the world is that everyone screaming about Elon Musk owns a Tesla. That's my favorite thing about today. It's the best thing about the day. It's just so funny, man. And
wait, I tell you what's not funny, that you and I are having the same thoughts. That actually scares me a little bit. It ought to scare you too.
That's funny. I am mildly concerned. I'm not going to lie. Did you see Trump over the weekend? Because I just thought it was funny. He talked about the video where Biden gets interrupted by the Easter Bunny. Like, there's no way world leaders are watching this guy thinking he's on top of things.
Well, people have been asking ever since Biden stepped in, who's really running America? Mm-hmm. Well, whoever was wearing the Easter Bunny suit is who's really running America. It makes you wonder who was in the suit. Who was in the suit? Was Obama in the suit? Was Bill Clinton in the suit? I don't. Was Hillary?
Whoa! Can I interrupt you? Bill Clinton liked a different. Bill Clinton liked a different kind of bunny. He was into the.
No doubt. I mean, it's so pathetic, man. And listen, there's things that. We're laughing about how stupid some of this stuff is, but there's really terrible stories out that are absolutely not funny. The the Texas man that was down on the border trying to save immigrants out of a raging river out of the Rio Grande gives his life to save these people, and now they find out that the people he saved were drug mules. They were drug runners.
Yeah, it's so.
I mean, this is what's. I'm a Texan originally, so I mean, I'm well acquainted with what goes on in Texas. I mean, this has real life implications. And listen, back to Elon buying Twitter. These kind of stories, the left that has been shielded from those kinds of stories and information, they need to be hit right in the face with exactly what's going on, unfiltered, right in the face. Here's what's going on, not shielded anymore from the truth. And let them start to process this information. Go, guys, here's the other side of the coin that you haven't heard now for probably 4 or 5 years. Here's the other side of it. Mm-hmm. Now think through this and make your decision in 22. That's why the left is freaking out about Elon buying Twitter.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Because you're right. An honest conversation doesn't favor them. And, you know, they've gotten by without having to have one. And long, you know, in terms of the long haul, this could be one of the best things that's happened to this country. And I'm not, you know, it's not hyperbole, as Joe Biden likes to say, because free speech is American. And if we can get back to American ideals, we've all got a fighting chance. So, listen, I'm rooting for him just as hard as you are. Last question. Are you going to get your subscription money back for CNN Plus?
Well, you know, actually, I'm going to leave it in because I'm crossing my fingers, Jimmy, that they pull this out at the last second, and I can just have Brian Stetler on 24/7. This is what we like to watch on the tour bus on the road, because it just you feel so good when you turn it off. That's really the point. It's not that you like watching it. It's that you feel so good when you finally turn it off. It's like the kid who hits himself in the head with a hammer, and the dad says, "Why are you hitting yourself in the head with a hammer, little Billy?" He goes, "Because it feels so good when I stop." That's CNN Plus.
That's the closer. We're not topping that, man. That was really funny. Good stuff, man. We'll catch up soon. I love talking to you, brother. Be well. That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball, brought to you by the fine folks here at Fox Across America. Now, if you'll excuse me, I do have to get to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And God willing, I'll make it through a four-hour open bar in one piece so we can do this again on Monday. If, in fact, there's a guest host when the show goes live, you'll know your buddy Jimmy effed up. Happy Saturday. I'll see you soon.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.